lift them while you're standing right now. You at home, I want you to take your Bible, turn with me to the book of Proverbs. We're going to read it while we're standing. Thank you. I want you to turn with me in your Bible to the book of Proverbs, chapter 10. We've got just a matter of minutes left with the live broadcast, and I want to get the foundation laid for where we're going in the next few weeks. It's such a joy and a privilege to be able to be back with you, and I want to move in a series that I've entitled The Blessing. I'm so excited what God's about to do. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Says this, the blessing of the Lord, say it with me, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Say this with me, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. And he addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord, the Amplified Bible says, it makes. What makes? Say it with me again. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Now I want you to read it one more time like you mean it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. You may be seated. I'm so blessed today. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. Now, I don't know about you, but you can't get any closer to the beginning than that. There is no way humanly possible to get any closer to the beginning than Genesis chapter 1:1. The blessing is the very creative force of God. It created all we see today. We've lost this power and the understanding of the word blessing. I want to lay a little foundation for us this morning, and for those of you at home, I want you to follow with us in the next 23 minutes. Because I want you to realize that the word blessing means to empower. It's a word that says there is power on the inside of you. It's God's empowerment. It's His power that established the universe. He put that same creative power on Adam and his wife. He put that same creative power on all mankind, who He created, the Bible says, in His image. We were created in the image, and we were told in the book of Genesis in the beginning to replenish the earth, to be fruitful, to have dominion, and to take authority over everything, and to do it in love. Stay with me now. God rested on the seventh day. And after all the work of creation, when He rested, I want you to understand that the very last thing, if I asked you the question, what is the last thing God did before He rested, what would your answer be? What did God do before He rested? The last thing. Come on, pastors, Bible students. What did God do? The very last thing before God rested, after He had created man, God blessed man. It's the very last thing. Then He sits down. And He rests. Now we know that man sinned. However, God went straight back to work. Be- Because God's restoration of the blessing is a great story. And we see through the blood covenant, we see through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, we see the blessing passed down all the way to Jesus. We see when Jesus is born, he's born out of that covenant that you and I can walk in the blessing. Even when sin was rampant around the earth, and the flood came, and God continued the blessing of himself, of who he is, through Noah. Because you pick up in Genesis 9 verse 1, and the word of God says, and God blessed Noah and his sons. And what's the very first thing after the flood that God says to Noah? God says, be fruitful and multiply. The same command he had given to Adam and Eve right in the beginning. God said the same thing. Centuries later, we see Jesus crucified on the cross all the way down through history. And what do we see? We see in Galatians 3:13 that God makes another way. When Jesus was crucified, he made Jesus a curse for us, that you and I don't have to walk in the curse any longer, but that you and I can walk in the blessing of God. Come on, hallelujah! Because of Jesus' redemptive work on the cross, we can walk in the blessing. Because of what he did. You see, all the way through the bloodline, Romans 11:7 says to us and speaks to us, now through Christ Jesus. Now through Christ Jesus. Now we have the opportunity. Once again, we can see the blessing of God restored to mankind. This theme scripture we're going to look at over the next few weeks, and we're going to take time, and I'm going to show you as we go through it. And my wife and I are so excited. She's so fired up on the blessing as well. Ladies, you don't want to miss the ladies' meeting. It's going to be good, because Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and it addeth no sorrow. The word sorrow is translated, if you go to the original manuscript, it's a word toil. It's a word that is hard labor. It's a word that is a pressured working environment. And the word of God says, no, you don't have to live like this. When the blessing of God is upon you, everything in your immediate surrounding, everything covered with the blessing is toil free. Come on, someone say amen. The blessing cancels out all the toil. You don't have to have any toil in your life anymore. All you have to have is walk in the blessing of God. Come on. Whether you're working for a minimum wage, or whether you're a manager of a bank, or someone who has a top paying position, understand, you're a citizen of the kingdom of God. You're a citizen of the living word of God. Come on, I want you to understand that. You live under the constitution, not of the nation of South Africa or whatever nation you operate in, but you live under the constitution of the living word of God. This is your constitution. You don't need another constitution of man. Now, we have to operate in a constitution because we're part of a country. But that constitution doesn't govern us when it comes to the things of God. The constitution of the word of God governs us. This is where Proverbs 10:22 says that the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. When we look back in history and we see now that the world has tried to meet its own needs without the blessing. We've come to a point in our lives where men and women are driven by this. Well, I've got to make a living. I've got to make a deal. I've got to make an appointment. I've got to. No. God's covenant with you, God's blessing of prosperity, God's word over your life is the constitution. The Bible says it's the blessing of God that makes you rich. Everything that you need, every sickness that is in your body, everything, it's the blessing of God. I'm telling you, before the series is over, you're going to be excited about the blessing. When we seek the blessing of God and we seek it by faith in God, It makes all things added to us, the Bible tells us. No matter if you're a janitor, no matter if you're a laborer, no matter if you're a driver, it makes no difference on your position. You can be a pastor, an apostle, it makes no difference. But I want you to understand, whoever you are, you need the blessing of God in your life. The Bible says in Luke 10:7, every worker is worthy of his wage. I understand that. But you're not limited to the wage. You see, this is where the mind of man thinks that man is measured by the wage. The blessing, the Bible says, adds. In other words, there is no limitation. The employer that God has given you is only the channel. Is only a channel that you, God uses, but the employer is not your source. The day you see the employer as your source, you're missing it. You see, only God, through the covenant, through the blessing of Abraham coming down upon us through Christ Jesus, is our source. And when you look at that source and you begin to realize that you are joint heirs, that you are connected with Him, that you are a joint owner of the kingdom of God, something is going to change in your life. I want you to come to this point in your life. I want you to stop worrying about what you don't have, and I want you to start in the series, as we get into the series and we go over the next few weeks, I want you to come to the point of what we do have. Who I am in Christ. What God has intended me for to be. And this is only a drop in the beginning that I'm wanting to lay down of where we're going. You don't want to miss a service. You can miss any other service, but you don't want to miss the next 8 weeks. Oh, come on. Because as you sit under the Word of God, there is going to come a release inside of your life in the power of the blessing. You need to understand the world has a system. And the two systems from the Word of God and the world are contrary to one another. Over the world for all these years, 100, 150 years, it's been amazing how the systems of the world, the Babylonian systems, have come and try to rise up, that man becomes subject to the Babylonian systems of the world. What does that mean? It's the controlling of the money. It's the controlling of the wealth. It's man that is busy manipulating and controlling currencies and controlling things. You need to understand that our very government controls and manipulates our own currency for the well-being of the government, so they think. You need to understand that there comes a point where people are playing with currencies. And you can trace it all the way back. This whole Babylonian system has been in place ever since the Tower of Babel. That was the time where socialism began, where communism, Nazism, any other ism that you want. And I'm wanting you to understand that governments have been attempting to meet man's needs. That's why you have men rioting when government doesn't meet their need. Because man doesn't understand that it's not government that has to be the provision. We got a problem in the church. Now, it's going to get a little quiet here right now. But you need to understand, if man got to the place of a full understanding, if every one of those that are rioting, that are causing the chaos within our nation, would come to understand that government is not their source, but the living Word of God is their source. If every man and woman and child of God and young man and woman would realize God, Jehovah Jireh, is my provider and He could provide for me everything that's needed, I wouldn't need a riot. I would need to get into the Word of God. But you only have a riot because you have a man whose mind says government must provide. It's not the plan of God from the beginning for government to provide. It's the plan of God for the word of God to be my source, to be my provider. This is my Jehovah Jireh. Come on, somebody get excited here. It's the devil that's behind all of this to keep us in a thought process, a system that has failed mankind. Jesus says the thief comes to rob, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. But I've come that you might have life and life abundant. You see, the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, is the source. And this is what we're going to talk about over the next few days. The word is the source, according to Romans 10:17, of our faith. The Bible says in Galatians 3:9, those which be of faith are blessed because of faithful Abraham. That's the connection. It's the blessing of God within our lives. Whatever you're needing, whatever you're believing for, this is the blessing of God. Now listen. When man trusts in a world system, man relies on the wrong source. Because man does not understand the blessing. Band, I want you to get ready. Walter, come. I want to show you something right now for the last few moments as I lead and as I position us for the next few weeks. The Bible speaks to us so clearly, and we're going to get into this in the next week. Of what God has given you, He has overshadowed you, His blessing. That you will not be able to be in a place that you have exposed yourself to a system that is not a godly system. You say, what do I mean? Pastor TJ, come. I want you to see something, and get the big one ready for me quick first. I want you to see something. It was God's intention right from the beginning, right from the creation of the earth. It was God's intention for you and I to walk in His blessing. Are you with me? In other words, it was His intention for you and I to come where the Bible says and be under the shadow of the Almighty. This is the area. This is my dominion. This is the area of where He wants me to live and operate. But some of us have made our area smaller. Some of us have diminished the covering of our own existence and our own creative understanding of the blessing. So we have limited ourselves, and we find ourselves many times outside of the blessing. But some of us still do not even understand that. And some of us have come to a point where we really, when it starts and the world starts to attack and the circumstances of the world start to come, we find ourselves in a place that is a very uncomfortable place, a place that can't move, a place where we don't experience the full power and operating, which means that there are some of us even that have come to a place in our lives where we are truly not where we should be, where our family cannot even experience the blessing of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But there's another place. There's a place where some of us are trying to call ourselves men and women of faith. But the Bible says it's the blessing of God. But the blessing of God is not where it needs to be. And when the world comes, and the world and the frustrations of the world come, we're trying to cover ourselves. We're trying to cover ourselves with the blessing. But the blessing, go, Pastor TJ. The blessing, the whole thing is all over us. The world. Is there no more in there? This is what the body of Christ looks like. Where we should have the blessing operating in our life. But it's not. You see? The blessing of God might only be just over you and not the rest of your family. Because you've not understood what is truly God's blessing. But as you grow in faith, the Bible says, I will extend your boundaries. Come on. I will give you a room, a place of where my blessing will overshadow you. Wherever you go, you'll be able to take it. Wherever you go, something will grow because of the word of God. That when the blessing comes, it will go with you. It will give you more room because you will not be able to face the problem. But no matter what happens, no matter what happens, when you get into a full understanding, oh, come on, someone get excited. This is the glory of God that overshadows you. That you can stand boldly no matter what the enemy throws against you. You can walk in divine favor and victory. Somebody get excited. Somebody understand. And over the next few weeks, we're going to move from here. Come on. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be here. I don't want to have a little blessing. I don't want to have just an individual blessing. I don't want to have just a little bit of a, you know, bigger blessing or a family blessing. I don't want that. I want to be blessed going in, going out. I want to have the kingdom of God and His goodness surround me and overshadow me. Because the word of God says in Proverbs 10, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and adds no sorrow. You see, the sorrow and the pain that affects you. It's the sorrow and the pain that comes upon you. But over these few weeks, we're going to take off the past. We're going to take it off. Come on. We're going to say to the devil, Satan, enough is enough. I'm going to be stepping in to all God that you have for me. I'm going to step into your goodness, your abundance. I'm going to walk under the shadow of the Almighty. Why? Because I serve a good, good God. Somebody shout. I want to give you 10 seconds. Raise your voice for the next 10 seconds and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Where's that bucket? Is it empty? Some of you need to get out from where you are. Some of you need to come to an understanding. We love you. We'll see you next week. We're dealing on the blessing of God. Make sure you're a part.